cards. Brenda Adelman is the first. Good morning, Brenda.
Thank you very much. Good morning, board members. I'm Brenda Adelman, Russian River Watershed Protection Committee. And I want to just briefly mention two items. I asked to have a magazine passed around to you, and I just briefly want to tell you what that's about. I've been following this issue of incidental runoff with great concern at both the state and the board level here in terms of Santa Rosa's upcoming permit. It basically boils down to one simple idea that is incredibly complex in actuality, and that is that the state hired or set up a scientific panel to look at this issue of endocrine disruptors, and basically they determined that their people have so little opportunity for exposure that it's okay to irrigate with tertiary wastewater and not do any monitoring for endocrine disrupting chemicals. And there have been a lot of decisions based on this assumption and this finding, and there will be more to come. And the implication is that tertiary wastewater is safe for wide distribution and it has minimal impact on human health, not to mention what impact it has on wildlife and other creatures, and certainly aquatic wildlife also. And basically, I became aware of a study last March that came out that was put together by 12 scientists who were experts in the endocrine disruption field, and they had examined over 800 studies on different aspects of this issue, because it's believed that endocrine disrupting chemicals have impacts at very minute levels, and the impacts are widespread and cover many different kinds of diseases and problems. And basically, the issue is that endocrine disrupting chemicals have major effects at very minor levels, and this has not been considered by the state scientific panel. I'm passing this magazine around because it's a wonderful example. It has some, the article by Laura Vandenberg is, she was the lead author of this study of the 12 scientists, and she has a wonderful article in here. And she actually wrote a letter to the state in regards to the recycled water policy amendment. And unfortunately, the state has replied, in essence, has not replied to either my comments about this issue or to Dr. Vandenberg's comments. The thing is still wide open. It won't be finally considered until the January meeting of the board. This issue of response to comments was of great concern. I went to Sacramento in December to discuss this with the board, and it was an issue of concern among board members, because the implications of this issue that reproductive systems of animals and humans can be influenced by endocrine disrupting chemicals in the parts per billion range. So it takes very little exposure. In fact, the whole point is that the small exposures have greater impacts than the large one, and the saying that the dose makes the poison is absolutely not the case when it comes to the endocrine system. This is an idea that is widely accepted worldwide by endocrinologists. It's supported by the Endocrine Society. It's not something that a few scientists are proposing. It's something that has widespread acceptance as to its impact. It affects such things as autism, obesity, Parkinson's disease, cancer, heart disease. The list goes on and on and on of the organ systems that can be affected by these chemicals. There are over 80,000 chemicals. There's only 125 that are regulated, and very few new ones have been studied or proposed for the last 20 years. So this is a highly serious issue. I encourage you to read this. It's a all the articles are just incredible. And it'll give you a broader picture of how serious this problem is and how much concern needs to be placed. And anyway, just real quickly, also there's one other issue that concerns me that's different from this one, and that is there was a public comment period open for, and I don't know if this comes up later or not, but the Santa Rosa's offset, is that the offset come up later?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does, Brenda.
All right, then I'll save my comments for then.
Fantastic.
Thank you, and I do have to take off for a minute for another meeting, and then I'm coming back. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Daniel Meyer. Actually, it's Daniel Meyer. Sorry, you'll be next. Thanks, Deanna. We have two Meyers in the house. I went in alphabetical order. Daniel, you're first.
Thank you. Good morning. My name's Daniel Myers. I'm representing the Sierra Club today. Sad note that we've lost our president. Jay Holcomb died this just shortly as services this afternoon in Sevastopol, and he was a rock, and we will miss him greatly in our efforts. I had a concern about our temperature basin plan amendment. It was, according to the schedule, it was to be basically completed for the basin plan language and staff report and internal review by now. The plaintiff group, when we worked on the Klamath, it was also on a consent decree. We were invited to participate in the process of development of that TMDL implementation plan, and we had meetings. We were in step with the staff. It had a very favorable outcome, and I was hoping that we could proceed along those lines with our temperature program, which is so important to us, and it's scheduled to be completed under our consent agreement by the end of 2013. Now, at the end of 2012, we only have 12 months left, and I am concerned. I had requested that we have the same arrangement of having internal meetings with staff, and I have not had an answer on that, nor have I seen any evidence of any work product. I'm very hopeful that it's there and taking place, but I am concerned about that and the timing of this. I think it's important. We weren't in very close step with the temperature policy that we worked on. I think there was a substantial disagreement among the side of the board and the plaintiff group as to the responsiveness of that document. So I don't want us to get into that same kind of wrangle on this, and I think it would work much better if we do have the opportunity to see and have some input into what the document is going to look like before it goes public or as soon as possible. I've talked to Matt this morning, and he indicates that we could certainly have a meeting on this, and that is my concern, and I hope that we can work together on this in a very positive way. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Ms. Deanna Myers, you're up, followed by Melissa Lima.
Thank you. As a child growing up, a best friend's brother was Daniel, and didn't matter which D was called, we both showed up because we figured we were both probably in trouble. thank you very much. My name is Deanne Meyer, and I serve as the Livestock Waste Management Specialist at UC Davis. And once again, I've taken the opportunity to write everything down so I can get through it in a short time period, probably more than 3 minutes. And I really appreciate the opportunity, Chairman Noren, members of the board, and Executive Officer St. John, to have the pleasure of coming over this morning. As you know, I work with the California Dairy Quality Assurance Program as the Environmental Stewardship Module Coordinator, We strive to provide educational opportunities for compliance assistance to dairy operators, their consultants, and their representatives. We reference your regulatory documents. We know them well. Draft templates for staff review, your staff review, and we work with the staff in order to put together information for the producers. We conduct the classroom education. We firmly believe that the dairy operators are their own best resource, especially in the North Coast, for management of their facility. Prior to adoption of your orders, only in January this year, wow, we committed to work with your staff to present 3 workshops to dairy producers. The last time I came over here was April, and we had just finished our first workshop. Producers were in the process of submitting their notice of intent. We did that. We're back. It's unbelievable. Since last April, Denise Molinax, the assistant director of our program, and I have worked diligently, we think, with your staff, and Sherry Blatt has been at the top of that totem pole. We've also worked with the RCD staff, specifically Francis Charnstrom up in Humboldt County, and Andrea Souther, who's NRCS, RCD, wears lots of hats, in Smith River, and then the folks in the RCDs at this end of the Region 1. It's really been incredible. We delivered 6 hours of programming. We saw about 85% of the dairy operators in the North Coast region. If you can imagine walking into a room and getting a binder that's 3 inches and empty and lots of handouts and getting told, we're going to walk you through this and we're going to do your water quality, you're going to do your water quality plan before we're done, you might think maybe we had had something of the grape from Sonoma County. But that's exactly what we did. And I'd like to walk you through a little bit about this. We walked folks through the water quality plan, every single word in that water quality plan for the conditional waiver, and we did our best to provide education and answer every question the operators had. There were many times during preparation of our materials that we worked closely with staff, especially Sherry, to assemble helpful tools and useful information to streamline the process so they understood what was being asked, and they understood when they wrote something in the blanks what it was they were saying. It's very important. In June, the producers came to class and reviewed their base maps because part of this process was to have an aerial map with everything identified. And they got a gallon-sized Ziploc bag when they walked in the door. In the bag, they had a calculator and some Post-its and a variety of multicolored pens. They also had pencil and an ink pen. By the end of the class, the place looked like chaos had hit. Good chaos, because the bag contents were sprawled across the tabletops. And we considered that an absolute success of the activity, that the materials had been taken out of the bag and had been put to good use. We also provided a template for producers to calculate manure applied to fields. We went through the first part of the water quality plan in June, absolutely line by line, and this gave operators a chance to get things clarified if they had misunderstandings or maybe they didn't quite understand what was required or how what they were doing fit into your regulatory process. And it's easy to say, but often the first step is the most difficult. So we help the operators with your staff go through this process. Having your staff present, along with Melissa Lima with Western United Dairymen and staff from the RCDs and the NRCS, create an environment with much knowledge and assistance. And we actually do go one-on-one in these classes and help people calculate, double-check their math, be sure they're using the right numbers. I cannot begin to tell you how much money you people have saved because you've invested your staff time in this. You have saved these dairy operators who are facing really difficult times financially a tremendous amount of money, and you've also provided them some confidence that they can do this and that they are an important part in protecting the environment. So I say thank you to that. It's been really a learning experience and heartwarming. It's an impressive sight to have a room filled with dairy operators where they come in, they take off their jackets, they roll up their sleeves, and they're like, give me the forms, let's get to it, and let's get the job done. By September, they got detailed maps back. These are their facilities with all the stuff on it that they put on there. And they took the opportunity to go through and identify if something needed to be modified. And it was just a tearjerker, quite frankly, to watch producers look at their facility and say, wow, I didn't realize it looked that good, or, ooh, I could do this, or I could fix that, and just seeing that aerial map made a huge difference for them. So we work with staff prior to the September meeting to devise a template and allow producers to do a list, more of a menu-driven list on their best management practices, so they wouldn't miss to identify the things that they're actually doing. This made it easier for the operators to identify their BMPs, and I'm thinking maybe staff has a better opportunity to see what they're doing and not have to read through a series of potentially illegible handwriting. We're not always known for being legible when we're in a hurry to fill out forms. We developed and used a template to estimate annual process water applied to land as it was part of the water quality plan. Producers either had storage pond calculations from CDQAP or from doing a CNMP with the NRCS, so they had bits and parts of the information, but they didn't have the whole process. So we actually helped them one-on-one, found the information they needed out of these various different plans. If they had none, we sat down with them and walked them through the process from beginning to end. We're hopeful that the quality of the information you get is better as a result of all of this. It was impressive, is about all I can say. As you'll recall, the monitoring reporting program calls for some surface water monitoring, either to be done individually or as groups. And this is like a big step off the cliff, so to speak, since we're all talking about cliffs these days, approaching January. And I've had the opportunity to work close with Sherry Blatt and Steve Butkus and Clayton, as well as Fred Blatt, here in your office, and the individuals in each of the three watersheds that we're trying to do group monitoring in and help them with their quality assurance program plan. Really appreciate the amount of staff time, thank you, that's been dedicated to help us help them to get these plans together so that the quality and the caliber of the information is acceptable to the regional board. I think the data that will be obtained through group monitoring is going to be far superior than had we had individuals go out and be required to calibrate all their own equipment after a rainstorm or in the middle of a rainstorm. So I think the trade-offs there are going to give you better information than what you probably would have had. And again, I think that's a big thank you, both to your vision of the staff who wrote the orders as well as the staff who are working to help us get all those plans through. You know, we're 9 months, a little over 9 months into the process, and the easy steps are now behind us. And I think it'll be real interesting in the years ahead as we venture forward to see how well we're able to work together with the operators to make improvements where they're necessary here in the watersheds of the North Coast. As we go through the rest of this year and the next year, I'm sure we'll have questions. I have 100% confidence. If I send an email, if anybody sends an email to your staff, we get great responses, timely responses, and we're able to work with the operators. Sherry does not, I don't know how she gets everything done in the course of her days, because in between all of this, she's also worked with US EPA and worked on the assessments on facilities as well. We did use audience response devices during our classes. They're a fun gimmick, so to speak, but they help us out understanding the knowledge of the operators and what they need. And based on the answers to questions, though, I have complete confidence that we will be spending lots more time up in the North Coast in the year ahead doing more educational classes. Producers want it. They want to know, what do my results mean from the groundwater samples they're taking? And they want to know, what do my results mean? What do our watershed results mean from the surface water samples? So thank you so much. It's a lot of staff time. I guess that staff could be doing all kinds of other things. And if Denise and I didn't have access to your staff to put together the educational materials, as well as have Sherry and other staff members present at every single meeting we've done, we wouldn't be able to get the job done. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You've been an integral part, as have many other people in this whole process, Deanna. And I see actually in the future not only a program that gets off the ground well because of staff and because of participants, and by the way, producers that jump in and recognize the utility of going forward and being organized and being efficient with their time. At the same time, I think we look forward to maybe bringing you in and your expertise, as of others, to our ag discharge program that's in development. So we'll see you again.
We'll see. I don't know. After the Court of Appeals story on the other side of the hill.
All right. We'll see you again.
I'm not sure what we're doing there, but I know I will see the producers and your staff again. Thank you
very much. Melissa Lima.
Good morning, and thank you so much for allowing me a few minutes this morning. To echo Deanne's sentiments, it's been about 8 months since the last time I visited with you all, and on behalf of our producers, we just wanted to give you an update, kind of to follow what Deanne said about the things that producers have been up to over the past 8 months. As Deanne said, water quality plans were due Friday, and yes, my name is Melissa Lima with Western United Dairymen. Thank you. 80 water quality plans that I personally helped work on were due last Friday, although we almost had to build an ark to get those last few rounded up last week. We, I think, did a pretty good job. Anyone that's still outstanding has a good reason. They're dealing with erosion control and property protection at this point. Focusing on the paperwork for a little bit later in the week. We completed maps for every single dairy. That required a little bit of running around, but an amazing effort on the part of the RCDs here locally and in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. And those RCDs are a little short-staffed, so if you can imagine the work that they've done, just if you talk to those guys, definitely they are owed a big debt of gratitude from our producers. We've completed 20 inspections on dairies over the last 8 months. This gives producers an opportunity to hear some feedback on their operations, to learn a little bit more about ways they can improve. But also, one thing that I really appreciate about these inspections is that producers are praised for things that they're doing well. Sherry and the staff recognize things that producers have done in the past and things they're working toward in the future, and give a lot of great feedback and praise to the efforts that have already been made toward improving water quality. So kind of along those lines, just to reiterate and to acknowledge some folks that have been very helpful, Sherry and the staff here, Mark Neely, Scott Gerges, Paul Carrion, very, very helpful on our inspections and throughout the entire process. Whenever we have a question, we get a phone call right back or an email. Anything we need, they're right there to give us a hand, give us information, and it's so much appreciated. It's gone a very long way in establishing a really good relationship between our producers and the water board staff, and working in some other regions, that's not always the case. So just, we can't tell you how much that's appreciated. To the local RCDs, as I already mentioned, we have a whole cast of characters that have just really been putting in a long hours, making sure over the last 2 weeks, especially, that those maps were finished and that they were correct. And they look pretty good. If you get a chance to take a look at some of the ones that are here in the office, they're very nice, very professional maps. And then finally, to Denise Molinax, Deanne Meyer, and Trish Price with the CDQAP, none of this could have been possible without them. When I started in May of 2011 and this process was just getting off the ground, we talked about creating a regulation that was doable for the producers, so they wouldn't have to go out and spend a lot of money hiring expensive consultants. And I think we did that. I'm very proud of the work that we've done to save these producers money, but it couldn't have been done without the hard work and the efforts of the California Dairy Quality Assurance Program. So definitely lots of thanks to them. So finally, we've had a great effort on the part of our producers to establish relationships with the RCDs and NRCS going forward. And I used to visit with producers, and they would complain about all the binders on their shelf collecting spider webs. And one thing I've noticed over the last year is those binders have started coming off the shelf. That 3-inch binder has been to every meeting. Those CNMPs are getting dusted off, and they're actually useful. The organic systems plans that producers whip out once a year for inspections have become very helpful in determining where they're spreading manure and how often that's happening. And every single tool that these guys have has come together, and it's been really a collaborative effort from kind of all parts of their operation to make this work. And we just really appreciate all of the work that you all and that your staff has done so far, and we look forward going forward to working with you.
Melissa, thank you. From the standpoint of, from on behalf of our board, to you, to everybody that has participated in this. Sherry, I see a smiling over there. Everybody's doing a great job. So, I mean, I'm actually amazed, too, that we only did that in January. And we have come a tremendous distance and really gotten the program up and off the ground. I think it's going to pay great dividends. I think it sets a model for how we do some things in the future as well. And I just can't give you enough praise collectively for what you're doing. And I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And that smile is always there. I mean, that's one thing about Sherry. She's not only always answering our questions and helping us out, but always very glad to do it. We appreciate that.
That's a great way to start the morning. Thank you very much for coming. All right, let's move on. Approval of the meeting minutes from October 4th, 2000.